Yeah, I don't know how, I don't know, you know, feature for feature how they line up, but I bought, you know, I've got, of course, a Alex, a, what's it called, a show, the Echo Show, I think, and then I've got a Google Nest, and I much prefer the Google ecosystem. So my TV devices are Google, and my you know, I prefer the Google show. The Google show lets me do, you know, a lot of regular things that you would do. You know, it allows me to go to YouTube and play Pandora, and, you know, and it's just a lot more user friendly as far as that goes. You know, whereas the Amazon, you know, what the hell's going on here? That's a lot of flashy blue and red lights. Give me a sec here to figure out what's going on. I'm at Mac and Cashew. And there is a ton of lights going on here. What the heck is going on here? But anyhow, yeah, I much prefer the Google just because it's much more, you know, a lot more of the stuff you're used to you can do on it. Amazon, you know, tends to cloister you into their system, you know, a lot more. And the thing that makes me the most upset about them, on at least on their display devices, is they're just constantly taking me to trashy, worthless games and things, you know, and, you know, apps, they come up and, you know, you just have to brush the thing to try to get rid of it, and it accidentally goes into a, oh, it's an accident, okay. Anyhow, and, you know, and I don't want to see that, and I go and I turn everything off, and it doesn't matter. Stuff's always popping up, and it's always accidentally launching, and, you know, it's like, no, I don't ever want to see this stuff again. You think it would get that? Hell no. So I've pretty much done with the Alex A's. I mean, I got a couple still. I got one at work on my desk, and I've got one in my front room. They got that display one, but I'm just not real happy with the Amazon ecosystem.